Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Welcome to Bassmaster Radio, presented by Phoenix Boats, the show for fishermen by fishermen. Today's show is brought to you by Rapella, 13 Fishing, Omnia Fishing, and Visit Anderson, South Carolina. Now, here's your host, lifetime bass member, Tom Abraham.
Welcome to this week's episode of Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Sports Byline USA Network and other fine stations around the country. I am Tom Abraham, your guide for the next hour as we feature the Bassmaster Elite Series and those looking to get into that exclusive group through the St. Croix Bassmaster Open Series and the up-and-comers on the Strike King Bassmaster College Series and tens of thousands of Bass Nation anglers around the country competing on the local level, all with a chance to advance to the big leagues of professional fishing. The Bass Nation operates youth, high school, and college programs, including a junior Bassmaster Championship, high school national championship, a college national championship, and a college bracket event that leads to a Bassmaster Classic berth. And to join the hundreds of thousands of members of Bass, just click on the membership tab. BASS members enjoy Bassmaster Magazine and exclusive access at Bassmaster.com. Now, the best way to communicate with the show is to visit our Facebook fan page at facebook.com/BASS or on Twitter at Bassmaster and use the hashtag Bass Radio. You can also listen to all the shows at Bassmaster.com/radio or just hit the Anglers tab at Bassmaster.com and click on Bassmaster Radio. Our first cast segment of the show is brought to you by 13 Fishing, and we have a great deal for you right now. The Gerald Swindle Design Meta Series Rods and Inception G2 Reels are available at Rapala.com along with all their other great products. And for a limited time, you can get 20% off your entire order by using the discount code BASSRADIO20. That's BASSRADIO20 only at Rapala.com. Now, I fish these rods and reels, and I fish all the Rapala products, and I could not be happier. Get 20% off with the code BASSRADIO20 on everything at Rapala.com. Coming up on the show today, Hunter Shryock will join us off his fourth place finish in the Classic, and we look ahead to the rest of the season with the former motocross pro and with the elites headed to Pasquotank River and beyond. I thought I'd snag a North Carolinian, so Jake Whitaker is in today, and like everyone else, he knows nothing about the fishery. In the leadoff role today, Drew McNutt from the annual Casting and Catching event on Gunnersville Lake in May will join us. It's the biggest charity event in the country. So sit back, grab a cup of coffee, and enjoy this week's edition of Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network. Rapala is one of the most respected names in all of the fishing industry. The finest balsa wood baits with the best action, the DT series, the Brat Squarebills, and the Shadwrap are all legendary. But did you know that Rapala also makes high-quality rain gear and every kind of fishing accessory you can imagine? Plus, under the Rapala family of brands, you'll find VMC hooks and terminal tackle, Suffix mono, fluoro, and braided lines, Terminator spinnerbaits, jigs, and frogs, plus the Storm Arashi line of baits. Learn more at Rapala.com. That's Rapala.com, and start catching more fish.
Hey gang, Tom Abraham here for my friends at 13 Fishing. I can't tell you how excited I was to learn that two-time Bassmaster Angler of the Year, Gerald Swindle, had teamed up with the crew at 13 Fishing to build the ultimate rod and reel series that combines quality with a price point that works for all. And right now we have a tremendous deal for you. The new Meta Series Rods and Inception G2 Reels are available at 13fishing.com. And for a limited time, you can get 20% off your entire order by using the discount code BASSRADIO20. That's BASSRADIO20 only at 13fishing.com.
At Phoenix Boats, everyone has a passion for bass fishing, from the founder and Elite Series pro Gary Klaus down to the guy who affixes the final decal. Gary says, "This passion has shaped our lives and it has brought about many of the fishing features that you see on the Phoenix today. Our goal is to make every boat that goes out the door the best fishing platform it can be in both design and construction for our customers." When I toured the plant, it was clear that Phoenix uses only the highest quality materials and that the craftsmanship was second to none. I'm Tom Abraham, and I too run a Phoenix boat and am extremely proud to carry the Phoenix logo on my gear. I've known Gary Klaus since he started the company, and what he, Teresa Johnson, and the rest of the team at Phoenix Boats have created is truly remarkable. The highest quality boats, built by anglers, for anglers. This isn't just a saying, it's a passion at Phoenix. View the entire lineup at phoenixboats.com and get started on yours today. Take it from me, it's time to experience the Phoenix difference.
There's so much to do, see, and experience in Anderson, South Carolina. Plan your next outdoor adventure with a visit to Lake Hartwell, boating, fishing, hike and bike the nearby trails, experience some history, and after, enjoy the numerous restaurants, shops, and experiences Anderson has to offer. Visit Green Pond Landing right there on Lake Hartwell, perfect launch point for pleasure boating, fishing, kayaking, or just a nice walk beside the water. Come see why Anderson is called South Carolina's Bright Spot. Check it out at visitanderson.com. That's visitanderson.com.
Get more out of your BASS membership. The new members-only section of Bassmaster.com gives exclusive how-to tips from the world's best bass anglers, tournament video archives from past decades, an historic library of features from Bassmaster magazine, and members-only brand discounts to save you money. Already a member? Current members get all this by logging in at Bassmaster.com/membership. Not a member? Don't miss out. Scan the QR code and join today. And we'll even throw in some free gifts.
Welcome back to Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. Now, here's your host, Tom Abraham.
And welcome back, Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. And in the leadoff role today, as I said, joined now by Drew McNutt to talk about the 2025 Casting and Catching Tournament coming up to benefit Children's Hospital of Alabama. Can't believe it. This is the 10th one now. It's 10 years. It's well over $1 million raised. It's, for all intents and purposes, as best as we can tell, it's the biggest charity event anywhere in the country. It will be at Gunnersville on May 3rd. And Drew joins us now on the VMC hook. Drew, welcome back, man. How are you?
Thanks, Tom. Doing great. Doing great. Yes, 10 years. It's so hard to believe it's been that long, but we are extremely, extremely excited for year number 10.
So let's go back to the very beginning and tell us exactly what the inspiration behind this tournament is and what the point of this tournament is, because I know you guys, as I said, have raised over $1 million now for Children's Hospital.
In the beginning, we had two families, the Bradfords and then us, the McNutt family. Our sons, Tucker and Andrew, had congenital heart disease. And as we started thinking about, you know, what we're going to do to give back to Children's of Alabama, Lee Bradford, as we were sitting in the hospital, said, "Man, we need to do a fishing tournament." And so from there, it took off. And then from there, we brought in two more families, the Simpsons and then the Strouds. And all of this started with four boys that were born with congenital heart disease. And really, congenital heart disease is so grossly underfunded and overlooked, but it's the number one birth defect in the entire nation. And a lot of times it doesn't get the same advertisement and push that other forms of childhood disease do. So we're trying to do everything we can to give back to Children's, and therefore with the research that's been done with Children's Hospital and the money from Casting and Catching, it has helped save lives throughout kids born with CHD throughout the entire nation.
Yeah, and for those who don't know, Drew McNutt is the nephew of Bruce Aiken, the former CEO of Bass, and Bass has been very involved in this over the years in terms of sponsorship, and we utilize the Bass weigh-in stage and so on for the tournament, which is really cool. And Zeus Logistics, which is one of Lee Livesey's main sponsors, put up the prize money, $15,000 guaranteed for first place in this event. And, you know, for $150 a boat tournament, 15 grand first place is pretty cool amongst all the money that you guys pay out, all the way down to, 60th place or so.
Sure is. I can't find really an amateur event where that actually happens, where, you know, $150 entry fee and a potential $15,000 grand prize payout for first place. And then, yes, I mean, we're looking at nearly $45,000 in just in cash payouts. And that does not even count our prize payouts that we have. So from Big Fish all the way through, you know, 60th place with the regular, you know, tournament. We have a really, really good opportunity for people to not, you know, to come have fun and also really compete and offer a good cause. And you mentioned Bassmaster being one of the big contributors behind what we do, and they've been with us since day one. And I want to thank, of course, Uncle Bruce Aiken that was there at Bass to get this started, and then currently Chase Anderson and his family that have continued this on. And we can't do it without them. It helps us pull off a first-class event that we take great pride in and make sure that we do the very best that we can. So just going along with that, and Zeus Logistics and Dustin Stromsness, who has been with us for a while now, and met Dustin about six years ago, and he's become a great friend and jumped on board from day one. And like I said, is helping sponsor Lee Livesey and on the Bassmaster Elite Series. And so there's a huge connection in here, and the passion has been bass fishing, but that passion has become raising money for congenital heart disease.
Yeah, and of course, Captain D's has been your title sponsor for a number of years. It's amazing when I look at the sponsors of this deal, how many of them are consistent. There's very, very little attrition, it seems like. Everybody, Harbin, Chevrolet, and Ford are involved in this deal as well, and it seems like all of your main sponsors have stuck with you all along in this deal.
That's true, and that's what we talk about each year. This is year number 10, as you said earlier, Tom, And really, honestly, we've about 98 to 99% of our sponsors that have been with us since day one are continued to be with us, and we just can't thank you and your team enough for helping us get the word out. And then the sponsors that have been contributing between 97.7, the Zone local station here in the Tennessee Valley, Blue Cross Blue Shield of Alabama, Wind Creek, which is down in South Alabama, and that's what. You know, even though our event is right here in Lake Gunnersville in Scottsboro, Alabama, 100% of the money for congenital heart disease goes straight to the hospital there at Children's of Alabama, Pediatric Congenital Heart Center. 100% of it goes there. So, you know, no matter where you are in the state or where you are in the Southeast, really where are you in the country, our outcomes at Children's of Alabama have become so great. And we would like to think that the money that has been raised through this tournament has helped helped our hospital become even better. And when one hospital is better and they can network and share that information around to other hospitals, we become better as a nation as far as treating and trying to come up with some sort of variation of curing, or possibly, you know, just not really these children, you know, surviving, but these children having the ability to thrive into adulthood and on into later adulthood is what we're looking for. So we want to thank all of our sponsors that have been with us. Redstone Government Consulting is another one who has been with us a long time. We want to thank them. They've been with us since day one. And New South Advertising, Neil Bell at New South has been a huge partner with us over the past couple of years to be able to get our information out around billboards around the state of Alabama. So from top to bottom, it has been just amazing and truly amazing to see how many sponsors have believed in our mission and our passion.
It's the Casting and Catching Tournament coming up May 3rd. There's a dinner on May 2nd beforehand, and it's just about sold out. I'll be totally honest with you. This thing sells out every year. I have the honor of handling the weigh-in as well, which is a blast, and we really enjoy that. Last year, I would never forget that when that dirty 30 came across the stage, and we were like, oh, wow. And now this one being that first weekend in May, I got a feeling we'll see some more of that as well. But you know, it's been so warm in North Alabama, it's going to be very interesting. These fish are already probably going to be heading out to their ledges and their summertime haunts, as warm as the water has been, you know, with another couple of 3 weeks or so to go before the tournament.
I think a lot of offshore fishermen and post spawn fishermen are going to be really happy with this year's weather and this year's date. You know, we normally are around the middle of April to first week in May and each year. And you know, I just think that I really think there's probably going to be all three phases, probably more toward the on bed, the post spawn than years in the past. Mm-hmm. But I still believe there's going to be some big bags weighed in, and we just we're so excited about the 10th year and being able to do this, and it's something that we look forward to every single year. It's something we work on every day, and we just want to make it a great opportunity for fishermen and people that want to support. But we also want to make it great for the outcomes of congenital heart disease. And so that's why we structured it the way we do with the payout, the way we do. Mm-hmm. And just a reminder, 100% of the sponsorship money goes directly to the hospital, and 100% of the registration fee goes back to the anglers. And really it's 110% or so, because Dustin Stroman's disease puts that grand prize on top of the 100% registration.
Yeah, it's absolutely tremendous. You can go to castingandcatching.org. No G's in there, just Casting and Catching. That's the way they do in Alabama. Castingandcatching.org for those of you that are around the country and can't be there or won't be fishing the tournament. Just click on the sponsors or the contribute tab, and you can go ahead and make a contribution. You can go ahead and help out without even fishing in the event. You can go there and hit that tab and make a contribution as well. Drew McNutt has been our guest. Drew, I appreciate you so much. I'm looking forward to another great event, and I'm looking forward to announcing myself as the winner this year.
Well, Tom, I'm looking forward to it again, and honestly, we can't thank you enough for the support that you've given us and shown to us, and being able to MC. That's not easy, going out and fishing all day and then coming up and MCing for another couple, to 2 to 3.5 hours, and hopefully the weather's going to be great. We thank you for everything that you've done, and we look forward to seeing everyone for another great year.
All right, there you go, Drew McNutt, and it's a great event. It's a first-class event all the way across the board. All right, we're going to get a short break in here. When we come back, Jake Whitaker will join us. We're going to talk about Pasquotank. Nobody knows anything about it. Maybe Jake does. We'll see right after this on Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network.
Hey there, fellow travelers. It's me, the Hotel Wiz. Before you go anywhere, call me day or night for hotel rates too low to publish. I'll save you up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe. You see, I've already done the research, so you don't have to spend time online trying to find the best deal. That's up to 75% off. Just call me, the Hotel Wiz. It's a free call, and you get instant access to rates too low to publish with no cancellation fees.
Make a free call now and save up to 75% off your hotel rooms the next time you're going somewhere for business or pleasure. Call the Hotel Wiz now and get instant access to rates too low to publish. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. Call the Hotel Wiz right now for rates too low to publish at 800-586-7112.
At Phoenix Boats, everyone has a passion for bass fishing. From the founder and Elite Series pro Gary Klaus, down to the guy who affixes the final decal. Gary says, this passion has shaped our lives, and it has brought about many of the fishing features that you see on the Phoenix today. Our goal is to make every boat that goes out the door the best fishing platform it can be in both design and construction for our customers. When I toured the plant, it was clear that Phoenix uses only the highest quality materials and that the craftsmanship was second to none. I'm Tom Abraham, and I too run a Phoenix boat and am extremely proud to carry the Phoenix logo on my gear. I've known Gary Klaus since he started the company, and what he, Teresa Johnson, and the rest of the team at Phoenix Boats have created is truly remarkable. The highest quality boats, built by anglers, for anglers. This isn't just a saying, it's a passion at Phoenix. View the entire lineup at phoenixboats.com and get started on yours today. Take it from me, it's time to experience the Phoenix difference.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable. Priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Welcome back to Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. Now, here's your host, Tom Abraham.
And welcome back, Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. And, speaking of Phoenix Boats, and speaking of the next event that's coming up at Pasquotank River in North Carolina, I went looking for the dudes from North Carolina, and I found a Phoenix guy from North Carolina that's a good friend of the show. He was the 2018 Rookie of the Year as well, and he's off to a great start to this season. He is the one and only Jake Whitaker, and he joins us now on the VMC Hotline. By the way, this segment of the show is brought to you by our good friends at Lake Hartwell and Visit Anderson. If it didn't exist, you'd have to invent it. That's coming up at the end of April as well, and I know Jake's looking forward to that one because that's a lake he's been on as opposed to the Pasquotank River, and he joins us now. Jake, welcome in. How are you?
Tom, man, just doing really, really good. And just like you said, just looking forward to the next couple events. We've got some really cool venues coming up and, some that we know really nothing about. And then some that we know a bunch about.
Yeah.
So, a couple cool events coming up for sure.
Well, speaking of cool things, you've become the king of non-endemic sponsors. I mean, Big Peach Car Wash and Adena Construction Company. Tell me about this Big Peach Car Wash, because they got a cool logo and it's right smack dab in the middle of your chest now.
Both of those, really, really fortunate to know a couple people that work in for both companies. And really cool opportunity to represent both of those companies on the Elite Series and just work with them. Yes, they are non-endemics, not related to the fishing industry at all. But again, lucky enough to know a couple people that work at each company and try to work with them and support them and just do some cool things outside of fishing with those people. So it's just been a really cool experience and having a lot of fun with it.
Yeah, no, it is cool. And it's going to be really cool when you guys head to Pasquotank. So I'm looking for a North Carolina guy, and I figure, well, let me get old Jake Whitaker on here to join us to talk about this thing here. And this next tournament, this is a body of water that we have not fished in, on the Bass Elite Series and not fished with bass in years and years and years, but calling it the Pasquotank River is a little bit misleading, because I understand, and I don't know if they were pulling my leg or not, but from what I understand, you're good from Norfolk, Virginia, all the way to Atlantic Bridge, the Atlantic Beach, pretty much Atlantic Beach, the Moorhead City Bridge down there. It's about a 200-mile playing field with a couple of big sounds in there and a bunch of rivers. I mean, goodness gracious almighty, this may be the biggest area that bass has ever fished for an Elite Series event. I mean, this is massive amount of water there for you guys.
Yeah, I don't know if the Elite Series has ever been to a body of water where an angler could possibly find an area to fish and never see another competitor in the whole tournament.
Oh, no doubt. Yeah.
So that's very, very possible. But now, all jokes aside, the Pasquotank River is one of probably seven or eight rivers that flow into the Albemarle Sound. All the rivers that flow into the sound there have bass. It's just a very unknown place because it's kind of out of the way. We don't really think about going to the coast of North Carolina to bass fish, but
right.
And I personally, Tom, I've never been, I've never physically seen the place, but just based off of, my research and Google mapping and, Google Earth and stuff, this place has endless possibilities of how you want to fish, what you want to fish. But it's shaping up to be a shallow water guys, just dream scenario. So, your fish should be pulling up, getting ready to spawn, if not already spawning. You've got thousands and thousands of cypress trees. You've got little creeks and rivers. So, just really looking forward to getting there to try to unlock the puzzle, Because again, you know, there's fish everywhere, but they're going to be in certain areas, and it's, you know, it's going to be a challenge for sure.
I mean, it's just, you know, the old saying is you take a big body of water and make it a small body of water, but you know, where do you go? I mean, the Neuse River is in play. You know how far it is to them? It's going to take you two tanks of gas to get to the Neuse River. The Pamlico River down off of Pamlico Sound will be in play. You could stay right there in the Pasquotank River and head north. I mean, it's, and then it gets real riverine. I mean, it's, you know, there's so many cool options with this thing, and I don't know how you break it down in just a couple of days. So why haven't you, why didn't you go there, you know, at some point in time before it went off limits, or did you feel like it wouldn't even matter? You'll find something in the 3 days of practice.
Yeah, I just, you know, I'll be honest with you, Tom, you know, early in my career, I kind of, you know, tried to, you know, go and pre-practice or, you know, ride around at some of these places that I'd never been. And I almost found that it kind of hindered me more than it helped me. When I'm going to a new place, I would rather show up the first day of practice with a clean slate and just go fishing. And, you know, whatever I find is, you know, what we'll use in the tournament. But, you know, and that's kind of the way I felt here. And like I said, you know, just based off my research, you know, a lot of these rivers and creeks, and they have a ton of fish in it. So I really don't know that it's going to be necessary to make huge, big runs.
Right.
Now, I'm not saying the anglers won't do that and have success doing that, but, you know, you're going to be able to, you're going to be fishing for, you know, just as quality of fish there in the Pasquotank as you would in the Chowan or Roanoke or Neuse, wherever somebody else goes. So,
yeah.
It's just a fact of, if you want to get away from the crowd, you're going to have that, you know, that possibility to do that. So, just again, just a really cool, you know, venue that we're going to, that very few people have any experience on. So I'm just really looking forward to that aspect, where it's going to be guys just going out there fishing, figuring out, you don't have to worry about, you know, past tournaments that have happened there, because we really don't know what's going on there. So it's just going to be fun. It's going to be fun for me just to go out there and go fishing.
Those sound, I mean, do you feel like everybody will go up these rivers? I mean, there's even the North River as well.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not going to be like out in these sounds. I mean, there's redfish, right? I mean, there's going to be the snook, you know, who knows what, catch a shark, you know what you'll be able to catch out there. But it would seem to be the, you know, that inland, like you say, there are so many rivers that dump into the sound that it could be really visually very cool, because some of these rivers get very tight, you know, as they go up, and then there's even canals and so on. But, you know, that's what's going to be really cool. It's going to be neat to watch. And I don't know that there's going to be a ton of forward-facing sonar in play here.
I don't know that there will be for me, you know, but I'm not knocking it out for, you know, some of these guys that are really, really good with it. I'm sure they'll figure something out how to use it, you know, perspective mode, looking for bass on beds and stuff. I'm sure they'll be able to use it, but it's just going to be a lot of, I think there's going to be a lot of just old school fishing, cypress trees, shallow water fishing. It's just going to be a really fun event. I think it's going to be a good event for the viewers to watch. You're going to get a little bit of everything, some top water, some spinner bait, and some flipping, pitching. And it's just, like I say, it's, nobody knows a whole lot about it. So, it's all going to happen 3 days of practice, and in the tournament, we're going to figure it out on the fly. So,
this has got to be,
it'll be a really cool tournament to watch.
It's got to be a dream for John Cox, right? You know, he's going to find a puddle. He's going to find a puddle somewhere. John would fish in a diaper if he could. You know what I mean? He wants it just as shallow as it can possibly be. And, man, there are some stuff off the Chowan River and some of these other spots that it gets really small and skinny, and it is going to be fun to watch for sure. Jake Whitaker with us here. All right, let's talk about the start to the season for you, because Florida was very kind to you. Good start to the season. You had missed the Classic last year. I know you want to get to your fourth Classic, would love to do it in Knoxville, but you get off to a great start, 10th at the St. John's River, 23rd at Okeechobee. So you make checks at both of those events, and you pile up some good points to get the season started.
Yeah, man, it's kind of funny, because, you know, Florida, you know, seems to be kind of a you know, a wild card for a lot of guys, but I'll be honest with you, Tom, I here the last couple of years, I've enjoyed going to Florida. It just kind of fits my style. It's all shallow water stuff for the most part. Get to fling around my, my wacky rig a bunch down there and mix in a couple other things. You know, I get thrown into the bug of everybody, when they see me do well at the St. John's, it's, he's throwing his wacky rig, which, yes, I did catch a bunch of fish on my wacky rig, but also mixed in a few other stuff and was able to catch some key fish doing some other stuff. So it was really fun. But, the biggest thing is just getting down there, doing my own thing, and just, doing what I'm confident in. And it's worked out the last couple of years down there in Florida, and it especially worked out this year. And I'm just super thankful to get off to a good start. And, we're just going to try to keep that rolling. But, the way the schedule's set up this year, it's I'm really looking forward to it because there's should be a lot of shallow water stuff going on, going to a few places where I, have some history and confidence in. So, just really looking forward to keeping the ball rolling and seeing how we can finish out this year and keep it going. But, can't complain at all with my start down in Florida.
Yeah, and then Lake Hartwell next in a couple of weeks after the Pasquotank, and that's a body of water you know very well. And, everybody thinks of it as a herring lake, and you just chase that. But there's great largemouth bass there as well. You can do it any way you want. And, again, even at that point in time, you got to figure there'll be some shallow fish to attack there if that's the way you want to go.
And obviously the herring fish will be a deal, but gosh, Hartwell has endless options as well. You can go do boat docks. You can run way up creeks and rivers there as well and fish shallow. So, pick your poison on Lake Hartwell.
All right, Jake. Well, we appreciate you so much, and good luck at the Pasquotank. And I can't wait. This is going to be a fascinating tournament.
If there's one tournament to watch as a viewer, I think the Pasquotank is going to be one of the best ones to watch this year.
I agree with you 100%. I watch them all anyway, but that's Jake Whitaker. It's a great job. I say watch them all. Watch the next. The best tournament to watch is the next tournament to watch. All right, we're going to get a break in here. When we come back, Hunter Shryock finished fourth at the Bassmaster Classic. We'll get his take on that and some other things moving forward. You're listening to Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network.
Find what you love and love what you find. A Total Wine & More, the place to go for sipping rosés with seltzers on ice, making margaritas with your favorite tequilas. It's warm out, let's go, our prices are low on spirits, beer, and wine. You're gonna find what you love and love what you find.
Only at Total Wine & More. Drink responsibly. B21.
Have you heard? Kohl's has two exclusive new home brands, Miriana and Mingle & Co. From luxe favorites that are all about turning your space into a sanctuary to fun mix and match dining essentials, there's so much to discover. And trust me, you're gonna love everything. Plus, you can get an extra 20% off throughout the store during our friends and family sale. So hurry to Kohl's today and bring it all home for less. Select styles, some exclusions apply. Offer ends April 6th. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Get more out of your BASS membership. The new members-only section of Bassmaster.com gives exclusive how-to tips from the world's best bass anglers, tournament video archives from past decades, an historic library of features from Bassmaster magazine, and members-only brand discounts to save you money. Already a member? Current members get all this by logging in at Bassmaster.com/membership. Not a member? Don't miss out. Scan the QR code and join today. And we'll even throw in some free gifts.
Rapala is one of the most respected names in all of the fishing industry. The finest balsa wood baits with the best action, the DT series, the Brat Squarebills, and the Shad Wrap are all legendary. But did you know that Rapala also makes high-quality rain gear and every kind of fishing accessory you can imagine? Plus, under the Rapala family of brands, you'll find VMC hooks and terminal tackle, Suffix mono, fluoro, and braided lines, Terminator spinnerbaits, jigs, and frogs, plus the Storm Arashi line of baits. Learn more at Rapala.com. That's Rapala.com, and start catching more fish.
There's so much to do, see, and experience in Anderson, South Carolina. Plan your next outdoor adventure with a visit to Lake Hartwell. Boating, fishing, hike and bike the nearby trails. Experience some history. And after, enjoy the numerous restaurants, shops, and experiences Anderson has to offer. Visit Green Pond Landing right there on Lake Hartwell. Perfect launch point for pleasure boating, fishing, kayaking, or just a nice walk beside the water. Come see why Anderson is called South Carolina's Bright Spot. Check it out at visitanderson.com. That's visitanderson.com.
Spring forward with real unlimited data from Straight Talk this tax season and get a free Samsung Galaxy A16 5G or Moto G Power 5G 2024 with select plans. So you can stream games during Mad March hours, check the weather for April showers, and watch gardening videos about May flowers. Straight Talk, real unlimited data. Available at Walmart and StraightTalk.com. Offer valid through 4/15/25. Taxes and fees apply. Requires purchase of single line Gold Unlimited plan or higher. For network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com.
Welcome back to Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. Now, here's your host, Tom Abraham.
And welcome back, Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. And now a chance to talk to a guy. We talked to the top three from the Classic last week, and I thought, you know, why not talk to number four this week? Because he gave us a lot of thrills as well, and we're catching up with him. He's on the water, because what do fishermen do in between tournaments? They go fishing, you know, and he lives over there at Chickamauga, and he is Hunter Shryock, and he joins us now on the VMC Hook. Hunter, welcome back to the show, my friend. How are you?
Great, man. Doing great. Thanks for having me on again. I always appreciate it.
Well, tell us, do you have any practice report, crazy practice report stories or anything like that about fishing in that 40-mile-an-hour wind over at Lake Ray Roberts before you guys got ready for the tournament when it was blowing pretty good there, too?
Yeah, it was that first day was some – I don't know if I've ever been in wind that strong. And I saw probably three or four full-grown Texas-sized trees, which they're built for the wind, right? They're kind of low to the ground. They got blown over while I'm out there fishing. And I'm fishing a protected, you know, cove or whatever half the time. The other funny part was when I was actually running and the wind was at my back and I'm running out of a creek. And I'm going about 15 to 18 because it's just, you know, rollers and I'm just trying not to hit a tree. And the spray off my Mercury engine is blowing over the boat. It's blowing past me forward. That's how strong the wind is blowing.
Wow.
So I'm on pad, and the wind's blowing my wake past me.
So
in front of the boat.
So what's worse when it's like that? Now I grew up on the shores of Lake Ontario, right? And so I know about being out there in the swells and everything else. And this was back in the day, you know, in the 80s when, you know, you had a 17-foot, 9-inch boat, and that was like the Cadillac. That was as big as they got, you know, back then. But what is worse, running Lake Ontario, you know, eastern Lake Ontario when it's rolling there, or doing something like that on an inland lake that was, you know, with 40-mile-an-hour winds?
Yeah, they both have their really scary, sketchy moments, right? Ray Roberts is a small lake, but when it's blowing that hard, it doesn't take very long for it to get big. And the bad thing about that is, you know, Lake Ontario, you can go any direction you want to. Mm-hmm. You know, as long as you're away from the shore, you're not going to hit anything. Well, Ray Roberts is full of trees, and you got to stay in a boat lane. You can't be bouncing around. And the other problem is, you know, what you thought was clear, and now you got 3-foot waves. Well, there's potential that you shish kebab your boat on top of a tree because you're going up and down. So that's probably the scariest part, is being out there. You could, you know, land on a tree, and then you know, you got waves rolling over the back of your boat. So pretty scary situations.
Now, there are listeners out there that are saying, how can Hunter Shryock be talking about scary situations? This guy raced motocross back in the day. Now, again, another similarity. I raced motocross back in the day. I raced the very first monoshock, but then Yamaha came out with the first monoshock.
Man.
That's going back a minute. You know what I mean? So I ran the very first monoshock. But the difference with that is when you're hitting the whoop-de-doos and that stuff, you can anticipate it. You know where they are, and they don't move. You know what I mean? You can hit them. That's a little bit different than being on a lake where it's coming at you from every different direction.
Right. Mother Nature is going to, you know, when she's barreling down on you. And I guess I know what it's like. You know what it's like to wreck on dirt.
Yeah.
It's not fun.
No.
It hurts. I don't want to know what it's like to wreck on water. yet alone having waves and the potential. You know, the water wasn't very warm either. It was, you know, high 50s, low 60s. So there was a good chance that, you know, if you had to swim, it was going to be cold.
Well, saying all of that, you get off to a good start on day one with 21-12. You were one of several, I think there was six or seven 20-pound bags on day one. You back it up with a big 23-1 on day two. So you go into the final day, you know you're going to be in the Super 6. You're right up there near the top. Fothergill had that ridiculous almost 30-pound bag on day two, but take me through your mindset, because you were very consistent. You go into the final day, you get another 20-pound bag there, but what was your mindset sleeping on, you know, where you were at after day two?
Yeah, so going into day three, you know, Easton had a huge lead, but I also know it's not the most consistent lake. Actually, it is a very inconsistent lake to fish. A lot of good guys didn't catch limits. So I just knew I had to do my job. I had to go out and catch another 22 to 20, you know, 7 pounds. Mm-hmm. Everybody's worried about catching 30. And in my mind, I'm like, dude, it looks good on paper, but you know, if you don't land a fish, you lose 4 pounds, because it's not like you're just catching 10 4-pounders. You're catching like six all day long. Right. So to me, it was really me against the fish. And I had to do my job. We had a great day, still had 20 pounds. Just it surprised me more that we didn't get those 6 to 7 pound bites on day three. But that's fishing. That's how it goes.
It was kind of a fascinating body of water that way, you know, where you know, if you just were watching the coverage on TV, it would seem like, because they're bouncing around fish catch to fish catch, that there's a lot of fish being caught. But it really wasn't that way. But they're all quality fish. I mean, it's just a different animal when you're fishing something like that. You know, you could have 20, 25-pound bag, but you may only have six bites.
Yeah, you're 100% right. Like, it was, I don't know how many 4 to 6 pounders I caught. Not that it was crazy, but in practice, you may only get 4 to 6 bites in a given day. Like, and that's 12 hours of practice. But when you got that bite, it was a big one. Like, that's very rare for that to happen, especially this time of the year. You think, you know, springtime, things were warming up pretty good. You were going to catch some, you know, smaller males, but it just wasn't the case. That place is chock full of quality fish, but just not a, you know, big numbers lake.
So talk about Hunter Shryock with us here, coming off a fourth place finish in the Bassmaster Classic. Pasquotank coming up next. We'll get into that in a moment. But so talk about your use of your forward-facing sonar in this particular scenario, because it seemed like, you know, a lot of people thought it wouldn't come into play too much. We saw Easton and Trey using it extensively, basically though looking in the trees that they would have fished anyway, probably. Lee Livesey didn't use it as much. How did it come into play for you?
Yeah, for me, you know, active target too. I tried to really make that work in practice, because I think we all knew, like, the odds of winning the tournament was probably going to be done with that. But just the amount of trash fish and not as many bass, I really steered away from it. And throughout the event, you know, catching them on a bladed jig on day one, didn't use it at all. More or less just making sure I didn't hit trees with it. Mm. You know, I could see the standing timbers below the surface. Day two, ended up having to flip everything, caught them flipping. So by day three, I started looking around those trees, but I didn't really use it to actually go, there's a fish, and try to catch them. More so just to make sure there wasn't any cover under the water that I was, you know, missing, that I could flip that little Berkeley tube to and get them to bite. So not necessarily to see the fish, more or less just to see the surrounding cover I was around.
Let's do a little technique of the week with the tube. I mean, you know, I mean, that's something that you have to dig into your box a little bit to find the tubes. What made you make the decision, I'm going to throw that tube, and just talk to us a little bit about your setup with it, the weight that you had to use and so on, because of the, you know, because of the wind.
Yeah. So, you know, anytime I'm faced with a tough fishery, just trying to generate bites. And I felt like that event, we just talked about the quality that's in there. If you can generate enough bites, you know, more than likely you're going to come across five of the right ones. Mm-hmm. And I just know from past experience, flipping a tube, it's a little 3.5-inch Berkeley power bait, power tube, super old school, but I know that a 1 pound bass to a 10 pound bass is not going to pass it up. It's, you know, very non-intrusive, doesn't have, it doesn't flap, and it's got that, you know, natural glide fall to it. Weight that I used on it, the day two, I used a 3/8 to 1/2 ounce fishing mid depth, a little bit deeper trees. And by day three, I knew that I was going to be flipping. I had the full spectrum from a, you know, a quarter all the way up to 1/2 ounce. But the shallower I would go, I would use the lighter weight. And I feel like the lighter weight that you can use flipping that tube, the better off you are. It's going to give it more action, let it do what it needs to be doing in the water column. And then just fishing it slow, you know, drag, hop, and then reel it in. That was something that I really had to slow down to get those bites. But I really think those fish went to spawning on those trees. And I don't think there's a better bait to catch spawning fish with than a tube.
That is old school. That is great to hear as well. And it's kind of counterintuitive to this day and age. I know I made a crack during the media day luncheon that we were going to see the biggest baits. You know, we were going to see new record size baits used in the classic, you know, with the huge swim baits, glide baits, that kind of stuff for big bass. Sure. But this is counterintuitive to go with a relatively small, and it wasn't even a big tube, right? It wasn't like it was the 4.5-inch tube. It was the little one.
Sure. Yep. And I really think I could have got away with a 4.5-inch. I probably could have got away with, you know, a Berkeley Pit Boss. But in my mind, in that situation, I'm just thinking, just get a bite, you know. And on day two, I didn't catch my first fish until 1 o'clock in the afternoon, and I got to check in at 3:30. So we put 23 pounds in the boat in less than 2 hours, which was incredible. But you know, once that happened, I wasn't going to change. And like I said, it's just a confidence bait, and I know, you know, no matter what, they're going to eat it. So just a matter of getting in front of one.
Now, this the jig head that you have it on, is this an internal deal that you're sticking up in the tube, or is this something that was on the external and you were going to almost, you know, open hook but Texas style?
Yeah, this was a Texas rig. This is just a really basic flipping setup that I use. Mm-hmm. So I would basically have the weight pegged. 5/16 to a 3/8 to 1/2 ounce, doesn't matter, tungsten weight. And I would use a three-aught Berkeley Fusion 19 flipping hook. So I would use a straight shank flipping hook over an EWG, which a lot of people like to use with a tube, and that's fine. Fishing's like golf, right? We all use different, you know, clubs, right, different rods. That's just my setup. I feel like I get a better hookup ratio having that flipping hook in there. And that's what's good about that Powerbait tube, is it's got a little more body to it to be able to hold the hook point and the barb in there, so you're not, you know, messing with the bait all the time. It stays really consistent. And then you think about a tube, you think those tentacles and stuff, and now you see all the Japanese baits that we have.
Yeah,
you got fuzzy dice, you got the stick baits that got the fuzzy stuff coming out of them, and it's like we're all going full circle now, you know, back to a tube and a jig.
So yeah, no,
always has worked.
Yeah. I know. I love throwing them as well this time of year for sure. All right, finally, give me a minute on Pasquotank. Nobody's been there except for the people that live there, and I don't know if they're fishing it. But what do you know about Pasquotank, and what's your thoughts about that?
Sure, I went over and pre-fished it. I drove around for basically 2 days, and I came to the conclusion that it is a very, very massive body of water.
Yeah.
It's a lot bigger than what it looks like on a map, but I'm excited for it. I'm hoping we hit the weather right. I'm over the wind and everything, so hopefully I'm just praying for some good weather and some good fishing, because everything that I've read and researched, the place is full of fish. And these past couple of events have been tough, you know, between Florida to the Classic. It's been tough to get bites. So I'm looking forward to an event where we're catching a lot of fish, and hopefully a lot of big ones, too. I think it's going to show out.
Always a pleasure to talk to Hunter Shryock. And, Hunter, I appreciate you. Top three come out every week, so hopefully we'll be talking to you again here before the end of the season.
I hope so as well. Thank you.
All right, man. Thank you. That's Hunter Shryock. All right, we get a break in here. We'll come back and wrap it up next. This is Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network.
Looking for a cruise vacation? Cruise.com is offering its exclusive sale of the year to all listeners to this station. Every major cruise line, including Royal Caribbean, Carnival, Princess, MSC, and more, are on sale now. Call 1-800-430-7924 and book one of these deals while supplies last. Cruises start from as low as $39 per person per day. There isn't a better vacation value to places like Alaska, Europe, the Caribbean, South America, and more. Call one of the largest cruise specialists in the world at 1-800-430-7924. We'll find you a vacation that includes drinks, Wi-Fi, excursions, and more. Call 1-800-430-7924. Again, that's 1-800-430-7924. Space is limited. Don't miss your opportunity to book the best deal of the year. That's 1-800-430-7924. Sponsored by Cruise.com.
At Phoenix Boats, everyone has a passion for bass fishing. From the founder and Elite Series pro Gary Klaus, down to the guy who affixes the final decal. Gary says, this passion has shaped our lives and it has brought about many of the fishing features that you see on the Phoenix today. Our goal is to make every boat that goes out the door the best fishing platform it can be in both design and construction for our customers. When I toured the plant, it was clear that Phoenix uses only the highest quality materials and that the craftsmanship was second to none. I'm Tom Abraham, and I too run a Phoenix boat and am extremely proud to carry the Phoenix logo on my gear. I've known Gary Klaus since he started the company, and what he, Teresa Johnson, and the rest of the team at Phoenix Boats have created is truly remarkable. The highest quality boats, built by anglers, for anglers. This isn't just a saying, it's a passion at Phoenix. View the entire lineup at phoenixboats.com and get started on yours today. Take it from me, it's time to experience the Phoenix difference.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495, 800-788-1495, 800-788-1495, that's 800-788-1495.
Time now for the last cast brought to you by Omnia Fishing. You know, with Omnia Pro, you can look at each lake's unique structure and the current water and weather conditions to see what kind of approach makes the most sense. Omnia Pro members can see current conditions, including water temp, grass levels, and other conditions on thousands of lakes throughout the country on the Omnia Fishing mobile app. How would you like to have the ability to sort your waypoints by lake or date and record additional content such as current weather, water temp, or clarity? Omnia's new waypoint management tools allow you to do all of this and more. Pro membership is only $49 for the entire year and includes unlimited access to map layers from your phone, plus free shipping on all orders and 10% credit back on purchases. So you get loyalty credits even on sale items. And get this, if you go to omniafishing.com/bass, you save 20% on a membership today just for listening to Bassmaster Radio. So you save $10 on that $49 Omnia Pro membership simply by going to omniafishing.com/bass. Get an Omnia membership today for just $39. Now, the 2025 Bassmaster Radio Phoenix 919 ZXL has been wrapped beautifully by Action Graphics in Tullahoma, Tennessee. Chris Smith and his team did a tremendous job with the design and the application of the boat wrap, and even did a little something for my Ford F-150 tow vehicle. Now, as for the boat, I couldn't be happier with the platform, speed, and comfort that this new Phoenix model provides. And the storage options are endless. It's rigged with four Garmin units, including one live scope transducer and power pole blades, shallow water anchors. Look for it on the water near you. The St. Croix Bassmaster Open at Norfolk Lake is underway as we speak, and we will have a full report on that next week, including getting the winner on. Same with the Strike King College Series event on Lake Eufaula. the one in Oklahoma. Now, if you're wondering about why we haven't dealt with the latest Scott Martin issue, it's because if there is something there, it was not verified as of the recording of this show, and I'm not one to deal in rumor mongering, but I am fully aware of the allegations that Scott may have run amok of the information rule again heading into Pasquotank. Now, Scott has always been straight with me and very accommodating, so I will give him the benefit of the doubt until the rest of the story comes to light. One thing is for certain, Bass is not messing around with the info rule, and as it is currently structured, and for that, we have to be thankful. Now, we are monitoring the story, and if there is something there, we will deal with it head on next week. Now, remember, if you missed any of this week's show, it's just a click away at bassmaster.com/radio, or just visit bassmaster.com and click on the anglers page, and you'll see Bassmaster Radio listed there. So until next time, keep those lines tight and nets heavy. I'm Tom Abraham, and this has been Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network.
Thank you for listening to Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on Sports Byline USA and the Bassmaster Radio Network.